You're listening to SBS News.
The 2021 Australian of the Year Awards have honoured four women, each from diverse backgrounds and ages. A young woman who advocates for sexual assault survivors, an Aboriginal elder dedicated to cultural independence and education, a social entrepreneur helping women access personal hygiene products, and a migrant woman using her lived experience to help others in distress, are among the recipients this year. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the winners, all of whom are women, at a ceremony in Canberra.
These awards are an annual reminder of just what Australians can do and achieve, of what we can build together as a country, one and free. Men and women who strive and study, they argue, they give, they engage, they love, they care, who share a yearning to make a good Australia an even better Australia.
For the first time in the award program's 61-year history, a Tasmanian has been named Australian of the Year. Grace Tame was groomed and raped by her 58-year-old mathematics teacher since she was 15. He was found guilty and jailed. However, for many years, Grace could not speak out due to Tasmania's sexual assault victim gag laws. Now, Ms. Tame is being honoured for being an advocate for survivors of sexual assault, for demonstrating extraordinary courage, for advocating for legal reform, and for raising public awareness about the impacts of sexual violence. Ms. Tame says her award is for all survivors of child sexual assault.
All survivors of child sexual abuse, this is for us. Publicly, he described his crimes as awesome and enviable. Publicly, I was silenced by law. Not anymore. Well, hear me now. Using my voice amongst a growing chorus of voices that will not be silenced.
The Senior Australian of the Year is 73-year-old Aboriginal activist, educator and artist, Dr. Miriam Rose Angamar Bauman. Dr. Bauman is from Noyu, also known as the Dali River, in the Northern Territory. Dr. Bauman is the Territory's first Aboriginal teacher, has been on the Federal Government's National Indigenous Council, and in 2013 established the Miriam Rose Foundation to close the gap between Aboriginal culture and mainstream Australian society. Dr. Bauman is calling on all Australians to understand Aboriginal communities better.
I've learned to walk in two worlds. Now is the time for you to come closer to understand us and to understand how we live and listen to what needs are in our communities. When you come to visit or work in our communities and leave your comfort zones, I ask that you bring your knowledge and wisdom. We ask you also to learn and understand how we live and function in our communities and listen to what the needs are. I hope you will meet us halfway to understand our issues and help us make it better for our communities and for our young people.
Medicine student and social entrepreneur Isabel Marshall from South Australia has been awarded the Young Australian of the Year. Miss Marshall co-founded Taboo when she was 18 years old to help women globally by breaking down stigma around menstruation and providing women greater access to feminine hygiene products. Miss Marshall's organization Taboo partnered with Winnie's Women's Crisis Center, providing free access to pads and tampons for women experiencing homelessness in South Australia. Miss Marshall says Australia is not immune to period-related stigma.
Period poverty is real. Even in Australia, we are not immune to period disadvantage, stigma or shame. We see students sent to school with no product, women fleeing domestic violence with restricted access to essentials, and girls suffering from pathologies that cause excruciating pain month after month, who aren't taken seriously or given appropriate treatment. With great privilege comes great responsibility. Let's all commit to fighting period poverty around the world.
And Australia's local hero is 60-year-old Rosemary Kariuki from New South Wales. Miss Kariuki fled Kenya in 1999 to escape family abuse and tribal clashes. But now she helps migrants and women in her community by connecting isolated members of the community with each other. As Parramatta Police's multicultural community liaison officer, Miss Kariuki assists migrants facing domestic violence, language barriers, and financial distress in Australia. For Ms. Kariuki, migrating to Australia was an isolating experience. So she's found ways to help women get accustomed to life here in Australia. Ms. Kariuki is encouraging all Australians to give back to their communities.
We live in a multicultural country with more than 270 ancestries and many indigenous cultures. However, we often live in silos and miss that beautiful sharing of culture. Like many migrants and refugees, when I came to Australia, I was very lonely. I would love to see more Australians, those born here, refugees, migrants, anyone who calls Australia home, open their doors to their neighbors. Get to know them, knock on their door, organize a street barbecue.
In partnership with the African Women's Group, Ms. Kariuki founded the African Women's Dinner Dance, which sees more than 400 women attend annually. She also pioneered the African Village Market, one that encourages and assists migrants and refugees in starting their own businesses. She told SBS News she's called by many Big Mama, a word of respect in Kenyan culture.
My house is an open house. Christmas time, you come, everybody who doesn't have anywhere to go. And we have a lot of international students here. They don't have parents here. They know if we go to Mama Rosemary's, the door will be open. This is their home. They'll go cook. If the food is finished, they'll clean up. They just want to sit down and just how we used to do back home.
Nominations for the 2022 Australian of the Year are now open. And if there's someone from your community who you think should be considered, you can nominate them at australianoftheyear.org.au. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.